Today on Locked On Rockies, Brendan Rodgers wins the Gold Glove. Does it really matter?
You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on Rockies fans, welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the second day of November in the year 2022. I'm your Rockies fan extraordinaire, Paul Holden, bringing you your daily Colorado Rockies podcast right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, where you can find your team each and every single day. And if your team is the Colorado Rockies, well, you are in the right place because that's what we do around here. We thank you for making us your first listen of the day. And who am I? Well, I'm your Rockies fan extraordinaire, Paul Holden. Been following this team all my life, bringing you your daily Rockies talk for over two seasons now. And on today's episode of Locked On Rockies, Brendan Rodgers gets himself a piece of hardware for the mantle. And we're going to talk about the significance of it. And we're going to talk about the Gold Glove Award in general. And I think it's something that we as Rockies fans kind of need to reconcile a little bit with, as we've been spoiled with Gold Glove, and lots of them, especially in the infield. Before Nolan Arenado was a Cardinal, he was starting that 10-season streak, playing third base for the Colorado Rockies. And it's an award that has a little bit of, it depends on who you ask. And it's an award, and I can't remember who in our Locked On group text said this, but it's basically like the Gold Glove Award is great if you're a fan, if you're a fan of one of the teams that has a nominee. And I think that's a great call, because I think Gold Glove does have some offensive sway and influence there. I do think that there might be some other reputation type stuff. Like, for example, I think Nolan's going to win it next. I already know Nolan's going to win it next year, and he'll break the record because it's just kind of part of what he's doing. And it's not that he's not good. It's just there's there's really solid evidence to go against that pointed out that maybe Ke'Bryant Hayes was better. But at the same time, it depends on how much you value certain statistics. That's kind of my point. When you look at something like the Gold Glove, and if you like it, you hate it, you don't like it, or you love it, it's a benchmark. It's still something that's used. It's still something that recognizes players. It's still something only a select group of finalists get to be selected for. So to be chosen as a Gold Glove finalist is significant because you are looked at as one of the best defenders. Now, are there going to be popularity? Is there offense things going to factor in for some of these players? Yeah, sure. But at the same time, you're going to sit there and argue against Nolan Arenado being one of the best defenders in baseball? That's just not really the case. It's the same when you're looking. I'm sure that there are people, plenty of people that are upset that Brendan Rodgers won the Gold Glove, but it's like, y'all didn't watch. And then when you really look at the numbers, and we did an episode talking about it when they announced the finalists as well. So if you wanted to kind of get more of a comparison to those other players, but not only did Rodgers win this award, he also won the Fielding Bible Award, which is kind of another way to solidify how, the defense side. That the Fielding Bible, they have the analytics, they got numbers, they do things in that nature. So for Rodgers to win both of it solidifies that he is, if the best defensive second baseman. Last year they said he was, or by last season, measures. I know the season's technically not over yet, but we're in the offseason here for the Rockies. There was not a better defensive player at second base than Brendan Rodgers. And again, let's take a look at some of the numbers. We're going to head over here to 104.3, the fans' website, and Jake Shapiro writes, Brendan Rodgers has the golden touch, winning the award for National League's best defensive second baseman. The Colorado Rockies infielder tied Ke'Bryant Hayes for the MLB lead in defensive WAR at 3.0 and was second in defensive runs saved, 22 to Hayes' 24. His defensive runs saved and diving plays led the league among two baggers. Rodgers is the first Rocky second baseman to be honored for defense since DJ LeMahieu took home a Gold Glove in 2018. Rodgers was nominated alongside Rockies third baseman Ryan McMahon, who lost out to former Rocky Nolan Arenado en route to his 10th straight Gold Glove at the hot corner. Rodgers was the third overall pick in the 2015 MLB draft and had a breakout year in 2022, solidifying himself as a solid pro starter. he not only solidifies himself in the Rockies lineup, he solidifies himself as one of the league's best. And one of the, I think, most underlooked at, undervalued, and underappreciated players on the entire scale. Brendan Rodgers plays a really, really good game of baseball. He can hit, he can field, he's got some speed, and he's one of the best at doing so. Well, since he has been consistently playing for the Colorado Rockies, he has been arguably the Rockies' best overall player. Since the Nolan Arenado trade, he is the Rockies' best overall player, and it just makes sense, and it's a really great feeling to have. I know there's a lot of the talk of the trade conversations, but this is the type of player that you focus on and build up, especially when you have other exciting prospects. This is a sign. Brendan Rodgers winning these awards, Brendan Rodgers finishing where he did among the Rockies in terms of offense, is a great sign. Rodgers took the adversity of not only a struggling team, but a struggling personal start, and he turned out to be the Rockies' best player. That is what you're looking for in a player. So when we're asking ourselves, does it matter if Brendan Rodgers won the Gold Glove? When you look at it and you compare how the Rockies started, and with the multitude of mistakes that the Rockies made on defense this year, that absolutely this is a big deal, especially when you are backed up by the fact of the Fielding Bible Award is going to also be a part of that. Solidifying who Brendan Rodgers is as a player and making him one of the best second basemen in the game of baseball. And even with the Rocky struggles, and I know that people might argue, and yes, there's a point to moving on. It's really awesome when we get to point out and say the Rockies have one of the best in the business. Let's talk a little bit more about the Gold Glove. Let's talk a little bit about what this means and hopefully a positive sign for the Rockies when it comes to defense. But before we do that, got to tell you about some of the people that make this show possible, and that includes Roan. Nowadays, there's a lot going on, especially if you got to go from work to maybe even after work meetings for all sorts of stuff. And it also could be straight from work, straight to practice, straight to the recital, straight to whatever. You need a dress shirt that's going to work with you and be comfortable, stylish, and wrinkle-free. The dress shirt was due for a radical reinvention, and Roan stepped up to the challenge. Roan's commuter shirt is the most comfortable, breathable, and flexible shirt known to man, and here's why. Roan's comfortable four-way stretch fabric provides breathability and flexibility that leaves you free to enjoy what life throws your way, whether it be your commute to work to your 18 holes of golf. It's time to feel confident with a wrinkle-free shirt without the hassle. With Roan's wrinkle release technology, wrinkles disappear as you stretch and wear the shirt. It's that easy. With Gold Fusion anti-odor technology, you'll be smelling fresh and clean all day long. And on top of that, Roan is 100% machine washable, so you don't need to take it to the dry cleaners. The commuter shirt can get you through any workday and straight into whatever comes next. Head to roan.com/lockedon. Use promo code LOCKEDON to save 20% off your entire order. That's 20% off your entire order when you head to rhone.com/lockedon and use code LOCKEDON. It's time to find your corner office comfort at roan.com/lockedon. Eric Harper in the live chat says, he was pretty much the sole bright spot of the season, apart from bringing up the young players. I hope we commit to him so I can get myself a B-Rod City Connect jersey and feel good about it. Yeah, that's what I said too about that jersey right there. But as you've all seen, you all know who that jersey is. It's my Nolan Arenado jersey. But again, I am so encouraged by Brendan Rodgers. I am so excited about Brendan Rodgers. And if I was to consider buying a jersey of a player right now, Rodgers would be one. He has taken the adversity of a tough time and a tough way to getting up to major league level caliber, whether it be the Rockies' inability to give him chances and opportunities, whether it be him not being able to do it, whether it be injuries, whether it be this or that. We got It's nice to say the Rockies. This was an example of the Rockies getting it right. This is an example of the Rockies drafting and developing, and it's a sign that the Rockies can be better on defense. If how the Rockies played defense last year is going to qualify two of them for Gold Gloves, especially McMahon, well, then what is that? I mean, what we know Ryan McMahon can play better defense. And if Rodgers playing defense at that level, the Rockies are going to be able to be really good at saving runs. Now, the big question that's going to be for players like Rodgers and McMahon is going to be the impact of no shifts. But the interesting wrinkle there, if I recall correctly, and maybe I'll need to do, let's do a quick little... the shift. I believe I heard the Rockies on a broadcast that were one of the teams that used the shift the least. So maybe what the Rockies, here we go. As for the team, this is from Mark Simon on SportsInfoSolutions.com. Stat of the week, which teams shift the most? So a little bit of extra time, but I don't think it'll change the stat too much because let's read what they have to say about the Rockies and shifting. Here we go. As for the teams that will have the least amount of adjusting to do, the Rockies rank at the bottom in shift usage, with one used on just 18% of balls in play against them. The Rockies rank in the top five in runs saved at first base, second base, and third base this season, as their infield has thrived. So the Rockies don't even shift that much already, and they have this caliber of defense. That is going to be something that really might benefit the Rockies next year. The Rockies are really going to, as a team that didn't use the shift, there are going to be teams, and that article mentions the Blue Jays are a team that shifts a ton. There's teams that have really used that and pieced that into how they play defense, their defensive philosophies, and how they approach the game. The Rockies aren't going to have to deal with that as much, and we can already count on them having elite-level defense at two play pieces of the field. However, those they need to step up. Ryan McMahon cannot be the Ryan McMahon he was. He cost the Rockies in some key crucial situations. One of the big reasons why the Rockies believe in Ryan McMahon, or at least I believe the Rockies believed in Ryan McMahon, was because of the defense. The Rockies were immediately able to put someone who is a Gold Glove finalist back-to-back years in at third base in replacement of Nolan Arenado. That is, and it's that is a great idea. It's a good move, and it makes total sense. That adds to a whole other layer of what your expectations of Ryan McMahon are. Ryan McMahon is expected to be an elite defender. He needs to be an elite defender. He needs to be, we need to have him kind of be like last year when you really look at the stats and the numbers and say, Ryan McMahon was a better statistical defender than Nolan Arenado. And we can kind of talk about the gold, be more on the Gold Glove as a popularity contest, yada, yada side. The point is, defense is important. It's been a big key role for the Rockies this entire time. And while these awards, how much value are you really giving them? How much value do we really go, and we're really going to pump into them at the end of the day? Does that mean does it really help the Rockies? I mean, that we had the two Gold Glove finalists, but the Rockies still committed, still at times played really bad defense and got in their own way multiple times. On the flip side, but however, I think with both of these players, they can set a precedent. They can work with these players, and we know how well that, and it's going to be continue to be a foundational piece of the Rockies, which is great. It's an interesting award. It's an interesting thing, but Rodgers getting recognition is just all good news. It matters to the Rockies fans. It matters to Rockies Nation because he is a Rocky. There might, and that's the whole popularity side. But it's a good sign, and it's a good thing for Brendan Rodgers and the Rockies that he is being recognized as one of the best second basemen in baseball. Even if he lost, or even at that other stuff, it's still the recognition that the Rockies have one of the best players. That's absolutely right. And like you say, Eric, it was a crappy season. So Brendan winning does mean something. And it gives you something to feel good about. It's, again, When people say, why do you watch the Rockies? What's the point of following the Rockies? Yada, yada, yada. It's because they don't know that players like Brendan Rodgers exist. They know that the big on the big scale, but they don't know that some of the best players in the league play for the Colorado Rockies and have played for the Colorado Rockies. And so, yes, it is good. It is important. It matters when Rockies players continue to insert themselves into the conversation for league-wide awards, whether it be Silver Slugger, Gold Gloves, pitching, Cy Youngs and stuff. I know that hasn't really happened in a bit, but still, all of that matters. And Cy Young especially would matter for Rockies fans and for the Colorado Rockies. But yes, there's an argument to be made that there isn't that the Gold Glove isn't that important. And yes, it's just a piece of hardware that we don't really it's not our piece of hardware. It's Brendan's. But on the flip side, it's good to celebrate our guys. It's good to celebrate Brendan. And it's an all in all just a really good way to cap off the fact that he came back and produced a wonderful season in a season of with lacking wonderfulness for the Colorado Rockies. Talk a little bit about the World Series here. Dive into the live chat as well. But before we do that, check this out. If you subscribe to Locked On Rockies, you can know when we go live. You can pop into the live chat and know when we're going over things and talking about things, just like Eric Harper is. He asks, is that a Life Aquatic poster? I never saw that before. Royal Tenenbaums is a personal favorite, but so are all the Wes. It's my favorite Wes Anderson movie, actually. That is a Life Aquatic poster. So you can, it's kind of hard to see. I have this window over here and I kind of like it open because gives me some natural light, but it isn't the best. Actually, this behind me should light up. It's actually a Rockies thing too, but finally got Todd and Cargo up there as well. My bobbleheads. I forgot that I didn't put them up. Nicholas Duvall's here. He's in the live chat. He says, go Rocks. Absolutely. But hey, just wanted to comment on the World Series. One thing that we've been talking about a lot lately and in the postseason and what the Rockies need to do more of last year. How do you beat the Astros? You hit home runs. You go after the guy, you leave the yard, and that just emphasizes, exclamation point, that matters in a place that is hitter friendly. And this is a question maybe, because if you look at the numbers, if you look at the contracts, if you look at that, the Rockies could have had Schwarber and Castellanos for less than Chris Bryant. And I'm pretty sure we talked about that in the offseason last year, who the Rockies should go after. We talked about the Rockies going after Chris Bryant and things of that nature, but we did talk a little bit about Schwarber and Castellanos being Rockies instead, and then you put it, because that's two pieces, and you have those are your guys that hit home runs. Why is Bryce Harper one of the best players in baseball? Because he does it all and he hits monster shots. What made Nolan so great and Trevor so great for the Rockies? They hit home runs. The Rockies need to insert that type of thump in their lineup. You need to have hitters that can leave the yard but are also willing and aggressive enough to go after first pitches, to swing and go after the be aggressive with some of these pitchers, because you can't let them get in rhythm. You can't let them get in the zone. We need to have a mix in the lineup. Yes, I do preach walks and patience and drawing out at bats, but we're seeing it on full display in this era of pitching. If you have your research, I was listening to the Dan Le Batard show today. They're talking about the tipping pitches potential that McCullers are doing. But if you have a beat, if you have any sort of a leg up and are able to leave the yard and do the most damage you can against elite pitching, that matters. It's really, really important for the Rockies to add power in their lineup while also getting people to go on base. Bryce Harper is so good because he can just, he knew what pitches, he knows what his stuff, and he's come up big in the biggest situations. I mean, it's just full, what have we learned this year? Home runs freaking matter, especially this postseason. No, I mean, the game might be suffering from the fact that it's kind of all or nothing, strikeout or home run. I know, but that is the state of the game. Right now, if how are you going to beat the 105-mile-an-hour flamethrower that can also throw a ball that breaks from your eyeballs down to your knees, aggressive power also works. There's just so many holes that when you look at these good teams, can the Rockies match that? And just right now, I'm not sure. Astros got to figure it out, though, folks. I mean, this Philly team is on. They got the special baseball team written all over them. They got the hot postseason written all over them. Whew, that game last night was a statement. A statement. I mean, to go out and to just crush baseball after baseball and go after a bullpen and a staff that has dominated the entire league and dominated the postseason. Man, oh man. Houston underestimated Philly. That is for sure. Guaranteed. That is absolutely on full display that Houston underestimated what Philly is capable of. And man, oh man, like we were talking about a little bit there, Bryce Harper is that dude. All right, folks, that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked on Rockies. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you like the show, you can find us free on your favorite streaming service. Just check out Groovy Soup. That's another show I host. If you're ever interested in checking out that, you can search Groovy Soup. But just search Locked on Rockies, and you'll be taken to where you need to go. Thank you for making us your first listen of the day. Thank you to Nicholas and Eric for popping into the live chat today. Your subscription on YouTube is a massive, massive help for the show, and it helps us grow and get more Rockies fans into live chat. That's the best part of the show. Like we said, free and streaming on your favorite streaming services as well. Go make Locked On Sports Today your second listen of the day and catch up in the world of sports. You can also follow all things Colorado sports with the Locked On Broncos, Locked On Avalanche, and the Locked On Nuggets podcast. And until next time, I'm Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.